I think I'm gonna follow DC up on that. I think it's time that I dye my beard. I just didn't want to have new beard, old face, body.
New beard, but you don't look old though.
I know until I dye my beard. Right now it looks like, oh shit, you got grays. Now if I dye it black, it's gonna be like, oh
I
shit,
think
nigga.
if you dye it like jet, like these niggas be d going blackety black and it don't
If I
look
go
right.
Rick Ross black, I'm
Yeah.
sure.
Oh yeah, when I dye mine, I'm going Dracula black.
If you do that, that's when it start looking funny.
My shit's gonna look sprayed in.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's
I see you look like a microphone.
Yeah,
Like,
shiny. I'm like, how it get shiny? My shit be dull.
yeah,
I like it.
I finally got mine. My when the ones that came with my mustache to grays, I was like, oh, we're really old now. The mustache grays come last, but mine was like, once I had the kid, bro, that's when they first came in.
Oh, my first gray hair was in my nostrils.
Oh,
I got a gray nose hair. That was my first one. That's when you're like, oh.
the one that makes you cry when you pull it.
I thought it was a booger. I was like, what the hell is that?
I think it's time.
Nah, bro.
But women love it, bro. They love the
Bro, old
grays.
gracefully, bro.
I like it. I'm like, yeah, I know my age. Cool. You look good for it. No, just say I look good, not for my age.
Man, like if I had three braids left, I would be getting three braids braided.
Remember when
Who
they
else
were
in there? This nigga's walking. Yeah, who creeping in the back? I told you, man, they doing stuff over. I told you, it's Atlanta, bro. Went in Atlanta.
that was my creepy brother Mark. I told him I'm filming, and he just wanted to walk by.
But
It'd be
it's blurred out
creepy.
in the background, so you
Man,
couldn't see.
this is like you're about to get murdered
I
back
told
there.
Craig to shoot at my house. He didn't want to do
I didn't know Mark was gonna. He gonna just creep by. He thought it was his shot. Nope, you blurred.
How many more weeks y'all got, or how many more days y'all got filming?
I'm here till mid-November, and then Marlon's shooting his special out here.
I
And my
saw
last
that.
day is like no mid-November too.
When is his special again?
November 22nd.
22nd. Cutting it
Saturday.
close.
How the filming going?
We're working through it. We're working on it. There's gonna
Good,
be some
man.
good shit in there.
You know
Good.
what? It'd be long ass hours.
It's long ass hours. That's the job. It's long.
It'd be long. It's like the first time I've been. It feels like a 9 to 5.
You do a
Circle
minimum
all
12
times.
hours a day. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah. Y'all lucky y'all ain't crew, bro. Crew, that sucks. I would never want to be crew. That sucks. Them cats literally work 12 hours a day and
Yeah, but
zero
mostly
breaks.
it's set up and then they get to kick it. Only camera crews like really, really on it, but you get to set up, then you take a couple hours while they doing whatever before you have to reset up shit.
Right. That's why I was like, if you're not doing that or you're not a grip or something, you get to chill. Lighting guys, them dudes is always moving around working.
The best job is transpo. They get to kick it in the
Baby.
car. They got all the food. They know all the spots are. You're like, transpo got the job.
Because producing wise, you're kind of done once you start filming, unless something goes awry. You know, you get to.
No, every day is trying to switch scenes up every day.
Hey, see, that's the problem. When you got to start putting stuff together, because if you can just keep the shoot schedule, you great. But once you got to start putting out fires and fixing stuff, that's when it gets stressful.
Isn't that every, is there a set where there's never a fire?
No, there's usually
Not
going to be
necessarily
something.
never a fire, but when you're doing comedies, you're always trying to up the joke. You're always trying to enhance the characters' jokes with character jokes and things of that nature. So it's an ongoing thing. And one scene, they might say something where you're like, yo, you know what? That was dope. We should add shit like that throughout the rest of the shit.
Yeah, that's why you want that EP job.
But when you're EP writer, you're still.
Oh yeah, that's no. You got to be that EP guy who's all right, everything good? All right, I'm gonna hop back on my plane.
Yeah, that's the EP that gets the director, writer, actor,
Yeah,
and
you want
studio together. Then
that's
he
the
says,
job.
"All right,
All
you
right,
guys,
guys.
that cool. Give him my check."
That's the job. He did everything already. You want
Wait,
that
so
piece.
who's the head honcho? The studios, right?
Yes, the EP at the studio.
Got it.
He comes and checks and says, okay,
All
you guys
right. You guys aren't wasting my money? Okay. That's
Yeah,
it.
we got to take 4 days away. You guys have a good time. That's what they do. All about the money, and let's get it done.
So the EP is Tom Cruise on Tropic Thunder.
Partially, yeah. Yeah, he's in that. Hey, where's the, yeah, because he's, I mean, that's the thing is, dog, is like, if you go, hey, dog, we're green lighting this for $20 million, and you got somebody who's checking the budgets, checking the budget, you're checking the dailies, you have, you know, because by then you're just a big-ass supervisor. You know, each producer's a supervisor in a way, you know?
Look at Chaz knowing this shit, checking man, I've been the dailies.
Baptized by fire, baby.
I just learned that yesterday,
checking
baby.
The dailies?
Yeah.
Finish, Chaz.
Huh?
You finish. You finish your thought.
You oh, yeah, it? Yeah. So you're just a supervisor, right? And then, you know, whenever it goes, dog, I've had to, you got to go in there and massage actors' egos. I understand it's not you, baby. I understand what it is. And then you got it. Then you got some angry cameraman. You go, I know it's not you, baby. And then you got the director. Everybody just, you just walking through, making sure everybody can just get through the day, dog.
They also come in and see and say, oh, you guys are doing pretty good. We said we 20 million. Actually, now that we're looking at it, I think we could do this for 18. You're like, huh? Yeah, you guys are working fast. We could cut 2-3 days off the shoot.
And
you're like,
And that's why people slack, and I get it. I get it. Because you got to use all that money.
Yep. You know. Or else they will take it back. Everybody thinks, oh, we might have $4 million left over.
Yeah. And then by the sequel, they go like, well, you guys did this for 18.
Yes.
And you're like, Jesus Christ. You got to get all that money. You got to be like, oh, we're barely going to make it, guys. You got to always be flubbing these numbers.
It is about that because you could start off with a larger budget and it go down.
Yeah. So sometimes, man, some things that go awry ain't the worst thing because you go like,
but we've been having a lot of fun on set. There's a lot of funny shit in there.
Good, man. Yeah. I love to hear it, bro.
It's just really fun shooting with, like, your friends. You'd be like, it's like shooting a big sketch.
Right.
Just, you know, you got to just be more on point. But when you're shooting with people that you know, everything, you'd be like, oh, we know each other's voices. We can tag stuff up. Oh, say this, say that.
Right.
Greg sent me a script, one of his scripts he's working on yesterday, and he just like, give me some punch up. Just like, oh, I got you.
Yeah.
No, why only DC echoing and Craig not?
Because I got my headphones on and he's being a hoodlum over there without his headphones.
Well, you're the one who sounds like you're in the project.
Say, yeah.
You're the hoodlum. Take your headphones off.
He sounds great.
Let me see.
He tried to downplay Craig. Right. Craig sounds immaculate.
Yes. Craig over there being a hoot. No, I'm talking. I'm clear.
DC
no,
look like he in one of them visitation jail cells. He's waiting for someone to come visit him.
And Craig got his landscape correct. DC shooting his like he on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you think we're in a goddamn mansion? There's only four, five places we can go in here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can hear you fine.
Oh.
You sound better.
Way better.
Oh, shut up.
Them goddamn Ray headphones.
You got the Raycons?
The Raycon headphones.
Oh, yeah, we can make fun of those now because we don't, they're not a sponsor anymore.
I got the Raycons.
I just stole this case. I got the Raycons.
You know what's crazy?
Hey, DC, you're doing better than that, DC.
You know what's crazy? Hold on. He just lied for the joke, but it was funny. Here goes my iPod.
Those were my brother Mark's. It's a creepy one that walked by.
It's right, DC. Well, you got the Raycons. I assume you owe like a drug dealer a debt somewhere.
not a dope dealer debt. He probably has some sort of frivolous debt out there.
Why is Ray J so
maybe,
funny?
Maybe a loan toot or try something. Trying to train my background to money talking. Too.
No, the background wasn't a problem. You can't do that because the lighting gonna be messed up. You were fine where you were sitting. We were just saying you weren't. Your camera wasn't turned sideways, so you up and down. So it's just funny.
Yeah, he just wants it to be better than my. Like I'm blending into the background. Look, you don't even see me now. Now I'm back.
Craig took his time. He blurred out the back. Got the high def.
I actually wanted to be here. I actually said, DC, we should sit together. He's like, nah, Brody.
Y'all should have.
It's separate.
He doesn't have, like, he's on his iPad.
See, people like DC ruin stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is the problem, man. You want to run to the beat of your own drum. One band, one sound.
His way or the highway, you know, DC.
Yeah, man. I don't know how you make it this far.
I'm tuning all y'all out. You could have Craig's in the same room.
Y'all could have sat together. You could still move over there.
I can't, bro.
Man, BC.
Y'all gonna sit together. DC put two chairs up.
DC like making like he's in his own private
got
suite.
Got some coffee.
It won't work, bro. Like the way it's set up.
It ain't work with your camera because you're on a.
Yeah, he had a laptop.
Because you're on the.
He could have back. He could have back. All you gotta do is back up a little bit. Y'all sit next to each other. Have coffee.
You see, like he doing TikTok.
Chaz is trying to use all the space over there.
Yeah, man, I'm way over here.
You guys could have sat right next to each other.
Yeah, middle. Behave, Chaz. Yeah.
He's an arm length away.
Yeah, right here.
You know what I'm saying?
Not across the room.
Because there's no other niggas here, so you don't have that much space. Because, you know, anybody else just wake up tired? Just tired. Not tired. Tired. Too tired to even say the R in tired. I'm tired. I'm tired when I go to sleep. I'm tired when I got to do anything. So to take something off my plate, man, that's why I love me some Factor. Anybody who really knows me knows I live and die by Factor, man. Their chef prep dietitian approved meals make it easy to stay on track and enjoy something comforting and delicious no matter how hectic the season gets. The dope thing about Factor is when we first started, they've grown so much now. They got more variety, more meals. You can choose from a wide selection of weekly meal options, including seafood, choices like salmon and shrimp, which is my thing, at no extra cost. Anywhere you go, you want to add shrimp to something, it's $28. Doesn't matter what it is. Can I get one shrimp? Sure, $28 per shrimp anywhere else, but not here at Factor. You support your wellness goals, enjoy GLP-1 friendly meals, and now a new Mediterranean diet options packed with protein and good for you fats. Savor global flavors. I like how they said that. Savor global flavors. For the first time, try Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. So for more choices, the better nutrition. That's why 97% of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life. Feel the difference no matter your routine. And Factor comes seasoned and everything, man. You just pop it in the microwave. You poke some little holes in it. You hit it. You go. And that's it. My kid like, I'm hungry. Shut up and eat this Factor and love it. You got to talk to the kids like that. Eat smart at factorymeals.com/issues50off. Issues50off. And use code issues50off. Issues50off. To get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code issues50off. Issues50off. At factorymeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for a year. 365 days. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying all-renewing subscription purchases. Do yourself a favor. Make a fact in your life.
Doing and all this thing. Small talk. Where the hell you was at, Keon? You said you was coming to Atlanta.
All this small talk.
Yeah. Get down to the nitty gritty.
Atlanta.
You know, DC gonna get the heat off him.
Atlanta did Atlanta things, and I had to reschedule my show, and then I was like, I ain't coming.
No, got it. Got that heat off now.
Yeah, that's a DC tactic.
You know how Atlanta do. They just came. I don't know what.
Is there a possibility of you coming back to Atlanta anytime soon?
Anytime soon?
By mid-November?
No, 2026, possibly. The year is up as far as me adding any more cities. Whatever I got. 2026 is when I'll be rolling out the new tour dates, which. You know, along with all the other stuff that's coming, the ticket sales will be way different. So,
what classifies as a tour? Because you ever see somebody who has like dates around a city and they're
like, yeah, I honestly don't know.
What classifies as a tour? You got to be on the road once a month.
How many cities outside of your area does it have to be for it to count as a tour?
And then how frequent is it? Like monthly? Can you go to a different city monthly and it's a tour?
Yeah, I don't know. What is a tour? Let's Google what a tour is.
I used to say when I was hosting Crack 'Em Up Thursday, I called it a tour.
I mean, if you're doing the same spot every week, month, that's a residency, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. So then once you're out and about, then I go like, oh, okay. But some people will be like, tour dates. And it's like, oh, dude, you're doing 5 shows this year. That can't count as a tour. You're just doing spots.
If you have to travel to more than one spot, it's a tour. I think it has to be at least 6 spots for it to be a tour.
So then, how frequent? Is it monthly? Can you do like one city a month and you're on tour? That's good.
You could do 6 dates back to back in different cities and that's a tour.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be spread out.
Yeah, all it says is a series of concerts by an artist performed in different locations over a set period.
What's the set period?
So you have weekenders, you have mini tours, you have a regular tour. So I guess it all depends.
Okay. But Does it count if you're so in the city?
It just says out of town. Out of town performances.
Out of town.
Traveling distance. Tour versus residency.
This movie was actually one of the only times my son came down and actually sat on set and didn't just live in the trailer and at craft services. And he was like, oh, Dad, this is interesting. I'm like, yeah, it's 21 years later. And you finally say, oh, they really film up here. This is kind of funny.
It's thanks, good that he's going to tell him. Is he still there?
No, he was about to start. Real practices started. 2 weeks.
Shout out to his new school.
Well, he's at another school again?
Yeah, he's at Northeastern State University.
Where's that at?
Oklahoma. It's in Tulsa. Wow, well, hour and a half outside of Tulsa.
Oh, wow.
It's in Telequipa or something like that. Telequipa, something. Mm-hmm. He's on a Cherokee reservation at a school.
Okay. So what year is he now?
He's a junior, but right now, he's appealing his last season.
So he might get a year back, right?
He might get a year back.
Okay.
Because last year, there were some differences between him and off court stuff. Had nothing to do with it. He didn't get in trouble, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Just off the court communication. That wasn't fitting, so it didn't work out.
Yeah, all the new ways of things. I don't know how anything works. I just know kids be in college for like 8 years, eligible right. Somehow.
Team stuff doesn't work the same. Remember, you used to get into it with a teammate, and y'all just be like, "Well, let's meet." That don't happen like that no more. There's no meet me after. And
there was never a meet me after. Niggas just fought in practice, and then and that's it. It's over.
There is no more of that. No more of that.
Fighting in practice?
Fighting anything about practice, after practice. If y'all don't get along.
Practice is the best time to fight.
Maybe you have your reps. Somebody can break it up. To one another.
Oh, practice was the best time to fight, bro. That was a time you get all your grievance out. While
out.
Well, I don't know if it's saying it. Yeah.
Well, football was Kobe the best said. Time. Kobe said that's how he knew who his teammates were, who were there to fight and go all out for him. And that's when he said that's when he knew a teammate was his teammate.
Yeah.
If not, he just ran over him and was like, you trash. Get out of here. You ain't got no heart.
That was just part of it, fighting your teammates.
You get irritated. You with them people every day, every single day. You get irritated.
For hours, traveling together.
Yeah, somebody do something little as hell, push you in the back. It'd be little shit. I'm sick
of you. A fight was offered, and it ended up with a 6-game suspension.
For offering a fight?
Yeah.
Damn, that's ridiculous.
You owe me that turned into a 6-game suspension.
You fight, you argue, and then you get on the bus and you laugh about it.
Yeah.
And those people end up being your best friends for life. But not now. PC world.
That's Lord. Crazy. I wonder if it was just that individual coach. I have to ask around. Because that's crazy to say, I need that and get suspended. Y'all don't even do anything. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's threatening me. That.
Exactly what it became. And it's like, what? No, all through basketball, when you had a difference with a teammate, y'all just handle it and it's over.
Or you don't. Half the time, you're just talking crap. Like, to suspend somebody over talking is ridiculous.
It'd be like, yeah. I remember I picked up a chair.
Wait a second, DC. Wait a second.
I picked up a chair. I was going to hit this dude named Godfrey. And I knew everyone was going to stop it.
Yeah.
The fact that I got the chair in mind, I wasn't going to hit him with the chair.
Right. Wait a second,
but
DC.
We just moved past
this. This is not the same thing we're talking about yes, here.
It is. It goes to my point. I was saying, like, ain't nobody, you just mad for a second.
No,
and then
picking up a weapon is very
but
different.
But he never was going to use it. He knew people were going to be like, don't throw the chair.
Wait.
I knew that exactly.
DC's look, like, nigga, all I did look. Was pull out a knife, and this nigga going to talk about, like,
now that's a big difference.
Hence, might with a chair. If you threaten me with a chair, you threaten me with a knife. We're in the same world.
Pulling out a knife and a chair that's in the room is a big difference. Those are a big difference.
Yeah. A bat and a chair. We're in the same world, bro.
Hell no.
Hell yeah. No, a chair and a bat. What are we talking about?
Not even close.
Yes, we
are. You know how
bro.
Hard it is to swing a fucking folding chair, guys?
Or to even throw it accurately?
I'm assuming it's one right. of I'm assuming it's one of the metal ones, right?
Not the WWE metal.
If we're in the gym, a lot of those metal.
No, they'll have the regular. Sometimes they'll have folding chairs in there, but sometimes they just have the chairs will be in the classroom.
We used to have the metal chairs with that had like the little padding on the butt seat, but then you fold it up. Yeah, it's all metal.
That. You had that, but those aren't in.
But that's still not a bat or a knife.
And those aren't out like during the game. I mean during practice. Practice everything's put away. Game.
Wait, how much difference is a bat from a metal chair?
Way different as far as
the whole thing was
swing ease.
That was his hold me back moment.
Yeah,
he wasn't
basically.
Trying to do this. Exactly. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be big, so y'all know next time I ain't going to do shit.
No,
you know.
Balling up a fist. What's up? And all right, I got something for you. Going to go grab a chair. I'm beating your ass.
I was the point guard. He was the center.
So
6 foot. Hey, look. 6'9", 260. I grabbed a chair.
If you grab a chair on me, I'm whooping your ass.
Good job.
Anyways it goes. If you grab a chair, I'm whooping your ass. Anyways.
But we had to talk, and now he knows it's a business, and you can't conduct yourself that way. And high school was one way. Even his friends in college have done that, but everywhere is not like that. It's a business. Conduct yourself accordingly, and that's what it is. These college kids have reps now, so that's it crazy. Ain't the same energy.
That's boring.
it takes away the camaraderie. That's why you see people just switching teams all the time. Yeah. They have nothing that keeps them with that team.
I mean, it's a business for those guys too. So I get it. I get the business side. You know, I'm never against that because that's what colleges do and that's what pros do. You know, them coaches, they'll leave you in a heartbeat. Administrator, they'll leave in a heartbeat.
That's why it's falling off so much because teams used to stay together and lose and be like, we're going to figure it out until we win.
Right.
Now, seeming like that on TV shows. One week you see your favorite person, next week is a whole nother actor. It went from Michael J. Fox to Charlie Sheen. It's like, huh?
Hold on, I got a question. So what's the age cutoff? Because, you know, we're talking about getting into it with your teammates and you get over it, you laugh about it. But as you get older, if you get into a physical altercation with someone, I don't think you get past that at our age.
I wish one of you niggas would try to actually fight me at this age. Like, I'm sleepy thinking about it. Like, nigga, sit down. Sit your ass down. What are you doing?
I'm old enough to know, hey, niggas got their own stress at home. I ain't got time to be doing this shit.
Right, but I'm saying, just, you
know. Hey, Kobe, it broke up Kobe and Shaq.
They were a little younger, though.
Yeah, they were younger.
How old were they?
Well, Shaq was in his late 20s. Shaq had to be in his 30s,
right?
No. He was in his late 20s, and Kobe was only 21, 22.
That's still young. I'm talking about, like, 45.
45 too old, bro. To even
attempt. Fight somebody. I don't think you get past that.
I don't know a lot of 45-year-olds that fight.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like. It's just why? What are you
DC,
doing?
If we fight, we can't be friends again.
Come
on,
if
man.
If you don't mind getting hit with a chair,
DC pull out that chair.
He was 5'2", 265 pounds. What was I supposed to do?
5'7".
No. Okay. If it's one of you niggas, we'd have to figure out how to be friends again.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm surprised. I'd be surprised we're fighting because it'd be like, are you really trying to fight right now? What are you doing?
Someone would have to be crazy.
I personally
us to
would
it
not
had to be
fight.
Wild,
and I think Chaz would stand behind it, and I think DC would stand behind it, and I think Keon would stand behind it. If
we wouldn't let it happen.
I think in a group setting, I don't think it's happening because people would be like, right. Nigga, sit your old ass down.
Unless they're both very, very, very insistent on it, then I'm like,
go ahead.
I'm going to record this shit, and everybody's going to laugh about this shit later. Everybody in the world.
Did you get them couple punches and
sound like that? The camel?
Time out.
And you just leaning on each other. You done?
All right, let's flip it. If it's somebody you don't know, and you still got to see, it's like a random person at a job you're doing. And you got to see him. Are you going to, like, be friends with him after or no?
Nah.
over.
Nah, it's over. Nah,
but y'all wasn't friends anyway, like that. So who cares?
Just, not friends anyway yet.
Don't talk to me. I won't talk to you.
Don't. We crossed the boundaries.
Yeah, but don't mess up this money, bro.
I'm gonna be extra friendly, invite you out so we can fight somewhere else. Extra friendly. Yeah, yeah, come over for dinner. Oh, we should go here.
I'm gonna be like, why you got all these chairs out?
Just in case, baby. Say something stupid.
All pre-folded, so I don't have to have any problem.
That's the dope thing about having a chair that's not folded yet. The sound, clink! Like, oh, it's ready to go.
Yeah, fight not. Like, it just sounds like a lot.
Well, fighting as a team is great. I love when I watch a whole team, like team brawls. I love it, bro. We should as a squad, we should go fight another comedy. Yeah, go fight other podcast guys. We should square up and just go mob on other people's podcasts. First off, how many people have like four or five? Like, that's not a, most people have like one or two. So
I've seen some with three or four or more.
I don't know, but Chaz, I know you'll fuck up Corey Holcomb. We can fuck up 51-50.
Corey's a big
boy. You got Corey.
Corey's a big dude, man.
Man, stand up for yourself. But he's old.
He's older. You know what I mean? My back is sore right now. I can't do nothing. We got to wait till I recover. But
what happened to your back?
I slept. I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I couldn't move. It was 100%. I did nothing, bro. I fell asleep and I woke up and I couldn't move. I was just saying, King, I was out for like 4 days, dog. I was down.
Hey, welcome to older.
And you young older, too.
It was like a 2 weeks after turning 40. You know what's funny, man? You turn a certain age and you be like, people like, how you feel at 40? I'm like, oh, I feel great. And 40's like, yeah, keep waiting, motherfucker. Come here.
I can't believe Chaz is 40.
Yeah, man, crazy.
You big cousin. You almost unk. You big cousin.
When do you turn?
I feel like 40's sure. Probably
he's
there now, ain't
sure.
It? Yeah.
I still can't get big bro. When's that end?
Nah, it ends.
It ended when you couldn't get up from sleeping.
And when you wake up and go,
sign just
came
under your picture and said, unk.
Hey,
I was like, oh, bro, this is insane, dude. Couldn't move. I couldn't take Izzy to school. I was like,
he's like, what you do to me, yo? You hit me while I was asleep.
Probably, if anybody to figure out who it was, probably was her. Probably just hit me in the kidney 16 times while I was sleeping.
It's because you got too much space in that king size bed. You need a smaller bed, man. Too much comfort.
Yeah, I gave her too much wind up room. She got too much room to stretch out.
You at the age now, you got to sleep on the floor sometimes.
Bro,
just to do
it. I was on the floor for 2 days. Like, no pain. Like, I was fine on the floor. Getting up, I was like, nah, I just got to pee on the floor, bro.
Crazy how the hard floor can make your back feel better at times.
Yeah. Because sinking in that bed was a problem. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, I know what to get you now. I'm going to get you a heating pad.
Please.
Huh? Great gift for 40. Heating pad.
Please. Your gifts change at 40?
That sounds wonderful, actually.
Then I had my little massage roller. I was using that thing. I was like, bro,
I got a massage gun.
Yeah, I can't. But the massage gun, that's why I got the roller, because I can't do the gun on my back by myself. Yeah. It's happened before. So I had to get the massage roller. I had this little massage ball. Then I had to get an actual roller for my back. But yeah, man. Tom Brady actually has his TB12.
I want something that works instantly. That's the shit you have to do for months just for it to be like, oh, okay, yeah, it's working.
Well, when you can't move, you'll take anything. I'll be like, just anything make it better.
You got to go get that back crack.
Yeah, that's why I go to a chiropractor. Getting that back crack sounds gay as hell.
Wait, I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying you got to get that back crack.
Wait, Chaz, you said
I'll gotta get broken off.
Chaz said I'll do anything to feel
good. Yeah, you said you can do anything to feel good. You got to get broken off, bro.
You know what? At that point, I take a good break off. For those who know, I'm not always the most clean face guy because my skin is very sensitive. I don't want the bumps, and I'm walking in like, hey, welcome to Daddy Issues. And everybody's like, turn it off, it's a monster. But really, man, you just need to find a good product you trust, and that's why I use House of Atlas. This thing's no joke. Check me out here. Let's do a little unboxing real quick. A little unboxing in the House of Atlas, man. So I got the gunmetal. Kaboom, baby. This is pretty dope, actually. I'm not even gonna lie. Comes a little magnet. Check this out. You hook it up here, right? Bam, when I want to go put it on. Oh, look at that. I just take it back off and we're good to go. And I'm back in these streets. That fast, that easy. I do it at home. I just put it up there, save space because, you know, the wife takes up all the space in the bathroom. because, you know, they need 1,000 hair. You know what? We're not here for that. From the team behind Athena Club, the women's razors everyone's obsessed with, they brought the same care and quality to the men's side, because we deserve some love, don't we, guys? 5 precision blades reinforced with welded steel so there's no flex or irritation. A serum strip that makes the shave super smooth. And the precision trim edge is perfect for cleaning up your sideburns or getting right under your nose. Whether you want to go clean shave like Tom Brady or get that rugged look like Ryan Fitzpatrick trying to shave it up, the razors got you covered. Honestly, we should probably send over to one of Patrick Mahomes. That goatee could use a little tune-up. And Jason Kelce also, they look raggedy over there. House of Atlas is redefining men's grooming with premium tools and products designed to look good, feel good, and actually perform. The razor stands out with its weighted handle and feels solid in your hand, not flimsy like disposable razors. And the precision trim edge makes detailing under the nose, sideburns, and edges simple and precise. Beyond the shave cream, and aftershave elevate the routine with a refreshing and subtle signature scent, making grooming feel more like self-care than a chore. The product's sleek, elevated design means they look as good on your bathroom counter as they perform in your routine. And the best part, House of Atlas is now available at Target, nationwide, and online at Target.com. I use the shaving cream, which is always super dope because you want something nice and smooth, and I don't always trust stuff on my skin. And I was very pleased. And the aftershave is like a, because, you know, sometimes it'd be a little burning down there, man. So stop wasting money and time on shaving products that don't look good, aren't effective, and cost way too much. Grab House of Atlas now at Target, stores nationwide, or online at Target.com.
Yeah. No, but seriously, a good chiropractor would get you right.
Yeah. I mean,
kidnapped by four niggas. You're going to get me kidnapped by four niggas in Lululemon.
Bro. I just heard
the backless outfits.
I just heard the backstory for the name Lululemon. What? I thought it was a joke.
Why?
Do tell.
Do you know where you got the name from?
No.
The creator, it's racist. The Japanese, you know, have a hard time with the L's.
Oh my God.
And there was a brand out before that they couldn't say. So he was like jokingly, man, if I ever came out with something, I would make it to where Asian people couldn't say it. And he landed on Lululemon. So,
that's so racist.
Like they couldn't do it. Lululemon.
Oh.
So he
did it for black people and it was Wawa Watermelon.
He purposely did it. No, black people can't say they fuck up ask. So
that's true, Keon?
It's true. I looked it up and I was like, and my brother sent me the link and I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then we looked it up and yeah, bruh said in an interview, he purposely did that.
Why would you ever say that out loud somewhere?
Right.
That's because sometimes racists think they're doing a good thing. And he was like, no, I'm proud of it. I did it for them.
So he named it the hardest. He did a triple L. So... because Asians have a tough time saying it. I don't know what his beef is with the Asian community. I don't know what.
Shouldn't we be on strike?
I never wore it.
I don't know.
Sometimes racists try to be positive and it just backfires.
I'm going to send it
to you. I guess he figured if Asian people boycott, that'd be funny. No, Rue Remen. He was like,
wow.
He would just be like, yeah, this is why I did it. This is fulfilling every fantasy I ever had. Bro, if you do something racist on purpose, you want to see it. You want to see the action. You ever see how bold these people are in like different countries when they go up to speed? When I am speed.
Yeah.
When he's out here like streaming, bro, I just saw a clip when he was in... Damn, I forgot, but maybe Russia or something.
Thailand or China when they called him the N-word?
No, this is a different N-word one. He was in, maybe it was like Croatia, and the dude came up with...
He's on the N-word tour.
Yeah, bro. He was just walking, and this guy came up and said, nigga. And he was like, what? Book is nigga. He was like, book is nigga. And Speed's like, ain't no way book is nigga. And they were looking like, yeah, it's nigga. Book is nigga. And it was like, there wasn't no bookstores around. Wasn't nobody holding a book. He just wanted to come up to him and be like, book is nigga. And God bless Speed's patience, bro, because he was just like, ain't no way he played into it. But I was like, bro, because, you know, you can't be tripping in somebody else's country.
Wait, what was he trying to say?
He was saying that in that language, saying nigga means book.
Oh, okay.
Oh, book is nigga.
So, but Speed was just walking. But the kid ran up to him, was like, book is nigga. And then Speed's like, ain't no way. And he's looking it up, going to Google Translate. And then everybody's like, yeah, 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 Booger's nigga, and Booger's nigga. And it was just like, hey, this wasn't necessary. And I don't know if they mean it to be super offended, because you're in a different, it's a different relationship than being here.
Right.
But you know it means, they know that. They know what it means. They know it's an offensive word, but it's also like, check this out. Isn't this interesting about our?
Oh, by the way, it's not all Asian communities, specifically Japanese. Why he did Lululemon.
What did they do to him?
He just thought it was humorous.
I mean, it's not that it's not humorous.
He loves them, and he knows they're great consumers. And to him, he felt, I would make it a little easier on you.
No, he made it harder on them. They can't say the name. He thought it was humorous.
How do they say it, Chaz, since you already went out on that limb?
Is his name.
Oh, Chip Wilson is hilarious.
Chip Wilson.
A Ruru
Rimmon. Ruru Rimmon.
He doubled down. He doubled down.
And made it harder. Fucks with you, Chaz.
That guy's an asshole. I'm just copying Chip Wilson. What's his name?
Chip Wilson.
That's a very Caucasian name.
Yeah, Chip Wilson's the white name.
But
mind you,
he admitted this in 2004. And so no one gives a fuck, clearly.
Nah.
Because, you know, it might not be so.
Because 20 years later, we're still.
Oh, come on, man.
We're still here.
Come on, man. Come on, Keon.
I'm surprised we ain't been canceled yet, man. Like,
it seems like because, the Japanese because, don't care.
Because our hearts are good.
Yeah.
Nobody minds a little crossing of the line when you're not.
When you know that's not who you are.
Yeah, when you're not, you're not out of malice or, you know.
I seen one of the most funny racist videos recently. It was someone cutting a watermelon open. And
I did that video.
First of all, a black person hopped out and ran. Yeah. A black kid hopped out and ran. But the whole time, you heard his smoke alarm not having a battery chirping in the background.
Did we talk about it?
I did that video. I got it from you. First, I got it from Craig's page. No, Craig had sent it to me, and I did the video. I thought it was the funniest thing.
It was
funny.
What
did Keon say? I can't.
Yeah, in your DMs, I was dying. But I was like, I can't.
I sent it to him in his DM, but when he went public, I was like, oh.
I don't want to do it out loud. Sometimes I don't like white people to see what I really be laughing at or what I don't think is a big deal. I just don't want to give them satisfaction sometimes. It'd be a lot of shit. Like the shit I share with my close friends and stuff. I guess it should be so funny to me, but I was like, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction.
That's where it becomes hard, bro. That becomes that whole Chappelle, should I or should I not debate? Because you go like, "This, I know this is funny, but this is also from a black brain."
Yeah.
And then when it gets into white hands.
My shit is if it makes me laugh, hey, I'm definitely DMing it to you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it makes me really laugh, I'm going to post it and just be like, hey, you knew the assignment. I didn't want to laugh, but you made me.
Like
so
the thing I posted, the thing I posted the other day, and my close friends had me on the floor. But I was like, I don't know if I could post that because people. I don't trust people's comprehension. I don't trust people's mental states. But this dude said he was like, "Man, I'm about to really start focusing in on this." He meant to say rapping, but he left out a P.
Oh boy.
So he's like, I'm about to really lock in. And somebody in the comments was like, hey, bro, I think you need that other P, my guy.
Yeah.
I was dying, bro. But I was like,
I know what I said.
I know what I said.
If I shared it, people are going to be like, so you think grape is funny? And it's like, nigga, shut up, bro.
No, I think him missing a P is funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah. But because everybody walks around with their triggers. It's like,
but if you can find a way to make that funny.
I mean, I used to have this joke that used to rip. I just thought, maybe I'll do it on the next special.
You know,
rip, or did you say the other word?
Did you miss the A? Here's the thing, though. Here's my thing. I think that we have to start being more specific about this is not for pussies. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey,
say that one more time, Chaz. I didn't hear that.
I said we need to be more specific about saying what I'm about to say or these jokes or this thing is not for pussies. You know what I'm saying? So I have to be like, hey guys, this may have like trigger warning. You know, you ever seen it before? Yeah. The video is like, it's actually a great name for a special, trigger warning. But you have to really start telling people like, if you're sensitive, but because they'll watch it anyway to see what you're gonna say. But then I'm like, I don't want to hear you being upset at something I told you. This is like insensitive stuff.
Yeah.
Because I plan on doing insensitive stuff.
Right.
And then there's gonna be stuff that you can do that's for kids. It's like I'm not, you know, you don't just have one way of thought, but I want people to know like this is not just, I'm not saying this is just for adults. This is for people who aren't pussies. So if you're a fucking pussy, don't watch. You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna be on before it comes on. It's gonna be a rated P, right? It's P for not.
I wonder why people always go on Instagram and don't realize that this is just entertainment. Like, right. Why are you getting your panties up in a bunch? These people you'll never meet, and they're just throwing ideas out.
Never know.
It's a thumb swipe, bro.
No, therapy, man. I'm like, I the new hour I'm working on, I've been talking heavy about people coming outside and allowing others to, you walk around, people are walking around every day with their triggers, their traumas and everything, unhealed and just lashing out. And it's like, when it comes to social media specifically, you don't have to look at this.
Right.
You literally can log off. You can just scroll past.
You can literally block.
You can, but you gonna sit there and write a whole dissertation, bro, one to thumbs a stranger.
Up, you'll never see me again, bro. One like, thumb up, I'm gone forever.
I don't understand that. So you felt the need to let this stranger who didn't know you, who when they said what they said, didn't know you, wasn't right. about you, and you decided to write this whole think piece. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Some people just want to be mad at something. They want something to complain about.
I 100% agree with that. I think people just want to feel.
Weird.
Right. People just want to feel something. So they just walk around all day, every day, looking for something to feel. Whether some people want to feel joy. Some people want to be mad. But I don't want to feel something. Mm-hmm. So damn it, I'm gonna do something. It's like, you don't have to do none of this. It's all a choice.
And sometimes I won't say a certain thing because I don't want to hear what they have to say.
I don't read it. I just don't read it. Like, they leave the comment and I just keep moving.
Yeah, and there's so many rage baiters out there, bro. Some
right. A lot of it's bots now too. It's not real pages. They purposely say something to try to get arguments started and stuff like that. But I just shifted my focus. I'm like, I'm not gonna get mad. And I agree with, and we've had this discussion before, I agree with if the vast majority is upset, you probably fucked up. But if 90% of the comments are people laughing, having a good time, I'm not going to address the 10 that's upset.
Yeah, like, when that nigga jumped out that watermelon, I got a lot of laughs.
I was laughing.
It was funny, man. It was funny.
It took me to the fourth time I seen it to hear the beep, because I kept checking around my house like, is that shit going on in my house?
Oh,
so do people just get numb to that sound? Because I don't live like that. Like, if I hear the beep, I change it.
I think it's one of those things you go, oh yeah, I got to get that, and then you just keep doing what you're doing. Because it's not like it's a quick beep and I'm out of here. Because then you got to go like, let me go get my little ladder. Let me go find some batteries. Let me go change this thing.
My whole thing is this: when did that? Your smoke alarm going out. When did that become a black thing?
Yeah.
Is that everybody?
I don't think everybody be doing it.
You know what? I thought it was everybody also, but also I only live with black people. So I don't know if it's an everybody thing.
Oh, smoke alarm doesn't, battery doesn't get low.
Sure, but it's the like how many times the
little white man. I see again.
How many times does it take before you change it?
That's what I'm saying. It's not that it's gonna get low, but I'd be changing that shit. Immediately.
I treat the fire alarm like a fly. When you smack it, you don't go check on it again. I'm like, die already. Why you keep beeping? Die.
But then you die. You let it die. Oh, the beep is gone. Fire.
I don't care. There's no beep.
But the beep is letting you know, like, hey, man, I'm trying to help you. If something catch on fire,
yeah,
or carbon monoxide start acting up,
your children
die,
bro.
Yeah, by the time that happens, I'm upstairs. We gone anyway. We jumping out the window. Something.
Oh yeah, man. Real. I ain't getting burnt alive.
If you're alarming,
I ain't getting burnt alive. I'm gonna smell that smoke. I'm gonna wake up. It's who barbecuing right now?
Oh, it's your feet. Oh.
I'm out.
You'll die by the smoke before you're burnt alive, bro. So don't worry about it. You know,
I ain't getting carbon monoxide.
You'll choke to death off the smoke inhalation. So don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Man, if you're like me and you hate going outside, because every time you go outside, it's $1,000. It's $1,000 per outside. I touch my doorknob, ching, $1,000. Every single time, without fail. So then I got to go hit up the homies, the family, and be like, hey, bro, you got a little $1,000 I can hold so I can go outside again? And when I need to do that, man, do yourselves a favor and use Cash App. Cash App is more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you get tons of perks without hidden fees. Think early access to concert pre-sales like Kendrick Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter, plus discounts on everyday purchases at brands you're probably already be spending money on. It also keeps your money safe by automatically flagging suspicious transactions and letting you lock your card instantly if it's ever lost or stolen. Because the thieves, they be out there. But Cash App got your back. So for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Discounts and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
There's just certain ways I'm not going out. I've accepted it. I'm not getting hit by a car because I'm going to see it.
You can't control that.
You should. Yes, I can.
As much as you walk, because sometimes they hop curves.
I can see it. I look both ways. Not getting ate by a shark because I don't swim in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening to me either, for sure.
Sharknado, though. It come to you, baby. It come to you.
That is ridiculous, that movie, that concept.
That's what I be telling people, bro. Whatever dumbass idea you have, write that bitch. Somebody will fucking do it. People look for scripts all the time. Somebody will do it, bro.
Cocaine Bear.
Dog, the dumber ideas, they'll get made.
I still never saw that, but because I just the concept
of Cocaine Bear was kind of good.
I refuse.
Oh, shit.
But it's always a really nigga like me. Right? Huh? That really happened,
it has
right?
It has some good stuff in it, though.
Cocaine Bear.
Like, come on, nigga. I know you've seen a bear that looked like it was on coke before. It's bound to have happened. As many niggas do coke in the woods.
Now let me knock on wood before I go outside and get hit by a car.
Or run into a cocaine bear. That'd be worse. Bro, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is the dumbest idea when you say it out loud, slowly, individually. All right? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a terrible title.
Sounds so dumb.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is a terrible title.
Right.
But that shit gets made, bro. I remember watching that as a kid being like, this is dumb. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Had a dope ass song.
Attack of Killer Tomatoes.
Got made to a movie and a cartoon. Somebody's like, we need to make this for kids.
That's ridiculous. But you can do it. You can do anything. You can do anything. I had to tell this dude when I was in SAC last weekend, he was working in the kitchen and he was like, I do music. He's like, can I run something by you? And I was like, what? And he was like, well, can you listen to some of my tracks? And I was like, no. He was like, ah, I said, no, if you put your shit out. I was like, why would you let somebody, when I'm forming a joke, I don't ask people what they think about it. I put it out, and then I find out what they think about it.
In real time, baby.
So I said, if you do music, put your song out, and let the people decide they like it or not, and if they don't like it, oh, I'll do another one.
Yeah.
I was like, you're asking me my advice. I don't know why.
You broke his heart, Ken. Yeah.
No, I said,
I don't know why I imagine a nigga stirring a big pot of soup singing this. Throw you all over your soup, nigga.
But he wanted me to listen to his beats, his song. I said, bro, this is
y'all some dream killers.
I said, I'm not even in music. But I told him, no. I said, no, do it and put it out. Like, put it out and let people decide. Why are you, if you want, because what you're going to do is, you're going to just keep asking this person for their opinion and this person, and you're going to keep waiting and keep waiting and keep waiting and never get to... Just put the shit out.
You coward.
Just put it out.
It's like a chef that wants you to taste the spaghetti.
But the spaghetti's already made. He don't ask what kind of ingredients he should put in there.
No, he just say, how does this taste?
But that's after he already made it.
Is he going to throw it away afterwards? Like, you don't like it? Throw this whole pot out.
I said, my opinion, man... I said, do you have that? And that's another thing. I said, do you have any tracks made? He's like, well, they're not all the way done. I was like, so you're just pitching ideas. I said, in our world, if you came to somebody and was like, hey, I got this script, they'd be like, okay, send it to me. Well, it's not finished yet, but let me know what you think. No,
yeah, that's different. He wasn't serious.
Yeah, I was like, you're not doing this yet. And I said, and when it's time to do it, go do it. Like, right. You trying to get a push.
If you believe in it, you go throw do the it. Headphones on a nigga here.
Yeah.
Why is DC echoing again, man?
That ain't me. That's Craig.
I ain't say nothing.
It's not Craig. It's DC. It's you.
Yeah, what happened? What Craig, changed? Bro.
It's not Craig. It's you. Craig sounds fine.
Can't be me.
Oh my God. This is
terrible. What happened? Well, yeah, why did you start echoing again?
It's Craig being in here with me.
This is DC gas.
Craig, you change your
Craig sounds fine.
Yeah, wait.
Nah, mine's is perfect.
DC's right. As audio guy, DC's right.
So what is he doing?
When DC speaks, you're hearing that sound come
from,
back.
From Craig, but why is Craig picking up on
the Mayor, this is why they don't like hearing from you.
Hold on.
You always do shit like
no,
going
no, 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 no. Now I need you two, three niggas to give me an apology. All three at the same time. Because I said to you niggas, it was Craig.
You sound fine now.
Nah, yeah, you sound fine now.
You know you do. You do. So Craig been messing with shit.
Nah, I ain't do nothing different.
So why does it keep changing, Amir?
Because it's DC.
It just depends, honestly. But I mean, that's just how noise cancellation works sometimes. Sometimes it'll be good, and then other times it'll just be bad.
Look, I'm no
but
DC.
It also depends on how loud somebody's playing something on the volume.
I'm no DC.
Is he playing too loud?
He could have had it turned up a little too loud.
I've known DC a long time, Craig? Bro. This is a DC tactic. Okay. Don't let DC fool you, okay? Don't let DC fool. This is a DC tactic. Craig didn't touch anything. DC started messing with shit. Once he heard it echoed in, he put it back, and he's trying to blame Craig. Just look at DC's face, bro. He's about to, look.
My hands have been here the whole time.
You believe this?
Yeah, it's echoing again.
The only thing that comes out your mouth is, I'm sorry, DC.
Craig's doing it. Craig's doing it. Craig's definitely doing it. It's 100% Craig.
Craig's
I'm looking
face.
At his evil face. He's got his fucking 6-year-old silver teeth face.
That's because he's blaming me, and I'm just sitting here taking it. When he can pause, but he's looking dead at me, and he knows I haven't done anything at all.
So,
all
doing
I can
it.
Do is laugh.
DC's a villain. Look, he's got his little AirPods in his hand right now.
His Raycons.
It doesn't make any sense for me to say anything different or otherwise. So I'll just smile and be like, all right, it's me.
DC's a villain, bro.
Or else it keeps going.
This is just DC tactic.
And then he tried to make us give an apology.
Yeah, this is DC tactic, bro. I'm trying to see right through it.
I've seen this guy for a long time. Hook the mic in to say, actually, DC is right.
Hey,
come on. You text him, too.
This is crazy. Y'all like MAGA supporters. Y'all that much in denial. Y'all like three MAGA supporters.
It's both of y'all.
The
how about that?
Himself, Amir, said it's Craig. And y'all still figuring out a way to be like, oh, it's not me, bro.
I just know. I just know DC, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Amir's probably right. I'll give him that one.
Somebody
right.
Doing something over there.
Look at these. It's sneak DC's C for a
not
reason,
right
bro.
At all.
You think
but
this
Amir's
is an accident?
Probably right. I'll give up that.
Look,
I'll admit
done.
My
I'm done with you niggas.
To Amir. Amir's probably right.
I'm done.
But this guy?
He said, this is why nobody wants to hear from you, Amir.
That's crazy.
Attacking
Amir.
Amir
knows I was fucking with him.
That's why nobody wants to hear from you. That's hilarious.
But you went against me for no reason. You could have just hilarious. Let it go. You could have let us go back and forth for a while. Actually, DC's right. Come on.
Y'all got to see Amir's look right now. He looks very artist right now. He's got a bandana, his beard out.
Like he just came from painting.
Yeah, he looks very artist.
Yeah, he just right got now. Done painting a naked woman in his right. in his loft.
Daddy smashed. But
Daddy,
it was
course.
An accident.
She was sleeping. He knocked it out and started painting her.
She was sleeping?
Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted to say, well, I've watched you sleep for the last 35 minutes.
There you go. I painted you. Here's the cream pie I left also down here at the bottom.
That's crazy.
What are you making a mirror into?
Yeah, like great. Chaz, is this consensual in your fantasy?
Sorry. It was consensual until I started painting her when she was naked.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting here like, Amir, you're going to get up and stand up for DC, say it's me, but you're not going to say, hey, Chaz, I would never do that.
What's wrong with painting somebody after you smash them? That's a compliment.
Well, it got weird when you said, here's the cream pie I left for you, as if she didn't know.
That's what he drew at the very bottom. That's what I'm talking about.
He
drew it in the paint.
Oh, it made it seem like he left the cream pie that she different. Didn't know about.
No.
Yeah.
Not you, physically.
Yeah,
not
that's what it sounded like.
No, I
yeah.
meant in the painting.
Oh, okay.
And you said she was sleeping.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's, so that's what he's
the whole
drawn.
Thing sounded like a
sounded really bad.
You got to assume she knows it's a possibility that she's going to get painted. If she walks into an artist's house and sees other, you know, portraits and paintings, and that's what he does.
Of naked chicks that he smashed.
Yeah, but not painted with semen at the end of it, like Chaz made it seem.
Oh, Chaz, wow.
And then he just wipes it out. Yeah, that was that's what happened afterwards. That's what happens, baby. Sorry about that. Why is my face white? Oh, that's an appendix. That's why I came. So my bad.
Ceasefire. Oh man.
Anyways, you see, it was wrong, right, guys?
No, huh? we're gonna stay silent to make it awkward for about guys? 4 minutes.
Right, guys?
He almost refusing to say it.
No, guys.
Just sitting here like, nah, you gotta sit in that.
Yeah, pay someone with semen is next level of disgusting.
You guys think I'm not comfortable, so I'll sit in that shit all day, baby. Right in the semen. Sit in the semen?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Until it dries and then peel it off.
Dip my toes in the semen. You guys think I'm scared of sitting in it? Please. Guys don't know me.
It's the wax at the nail shop.
You're not scared to sit in your. You said you're not scared to sit in your semen.
I don't care whose semen it is.
Just nigga.
Wow. Oh wow. Okay.
Well, you might as well go for it. Go hard or go home.
That's why. That's exactly how we got to the semen, DC. Think I'm scared of sitting this?
What's up, Keon? What you got to say about this? You want to talk about the dip swimming in semen too?
Nah, come on, let's do it.
I don't.
Let's go hand in hand in there, baby.
I don't want to. Sin and semen. Teenage Mutant semen turtles over here. I don't. don't. Somebody's going to make that.
Mutant semen turtles.
Somebody's going to make that.
It's going to be the next big hit, too.
That nigga said, come on, let's do it.
Somebody will make it.
Oh, man.
Teenage Mutant semen turtles.
Yeah, it is.
No. You got a question over there, DC?
Hell no. Nah.
All right, question. Cool.
What question? What'd you have? You didn't ask no question.
I asked my question earlier. Y'all couldn't hear it. It was echoing.
You can't put echoing in quotes. That's really what was happening.
It was echoing. Remember echoing?
You can't say like you made it up. You were echoing.
He made the iPhone. It was echoing. He built his iPhone where it makes echoes for you guys. And that, he's the one creator. He nigga worked with Steve Jobs. Yeah. He's the one who built the iPhone. It was echoing. It was his fault. Fucking DC. His phone. The fuck up.
So loud. It is definitely Craig doing it.
I wish I knew how. I would definitely be doing it if I knew how.
So
I've been
loud.
Doing it because I don't know how, but I'll take all the blame for it. I don't mind. I love it. But I'm like, I wish.
I know y'all been being fat asses out there too.
Yeah, what's the food like? What y'all been eating?
You say no, I've been we've been actually slimming up. Me and Craig.
Yeah, but I have been hitting the food spots. I go to this spot, Real Taco.
Tell them about it, Craig.
So they got the taco, the carne asada taco, but they cook they put it like a regular taco, then they put the cheese straight on the grill. Scoop it up and put it on after. Yeah. So it got that little burnt cheese taste on it on the taco.
I think best taco I've ever had. That particular taco. Mm-hmm. Beating everything in LA. I can't say San Diego yet, but beating everything in LA. Taco I had.
But I don't be liking hella cheese like that, though.
I do.
Then they had a chimichurri steak taco.
Ooh.
Fire.
Chimichurri is like that green sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That shit was fire. Then they have the little red onions that they pickled top of it.
Yeah,
man,
yeah, sounds good. Good time,
man.
Yeah.
Changed my pants twice before I left.
Yeah. That's a sequel, man. Semen tacos.
There it is. The beginning.
What?
Yeah.
The beginning. Oh, come on, man. Too close to
great tacos.
Food is fire. Somebody.
No, but being in Atlanta, I didn't expect that from Atlanta.
Okay.
Like a fire ass taco. And you then know, we the kings of the, you know, California. We the kings of that Mexican food. So I'm coming to Atlanta and finding tasting the best taco I've had. I was like, oh, this is delicious.
So
pretty much we've been hitting the Beltline up, and the Beltline has everything you need on it.
The Beltline's a restaurant. That's a great name.
Oh God, so many. what's the Beltline? Jobs.
Wait, what's the Beltline? It's a restaurant or it's not a restaurant?
The Beltline is the old train tracks that went around Atlanta that they converted to like a big walkway with restaurants all along the side.
I got you. It's a it's a place. It's like a. I got you.
Mm-hmm. It's like Venice was better than Venice Beach, but what's popular hangout spot? It's like Melrose, but it goes all around the city.
So when are y'all doing this? If y'all on set all day, when are y'all doing this other stuff?
Weekends.
Oh, okay.
Or when I have to go write a scene, I've got to go experience some shit to see what I'm put in the scene. I can't just go and be like, all right, I'll write this. I got to go and be in the mix for a minute. Mm-hmm. Hear some conversations.
So DC, y'all been, sorry. So sorry. DC, have y'all been on the road in between?
We did one spot. We did Vegas.
Oh, okay.
We did Vegas like right before. So we came down here and did day one shooting. And then me and Marlon went and did Vegas. And then came right back.
Was San Jose while we were here too?
No, San Jose was before. So I came because I came from San Jose. I didn't even go back to LA. I came from San Jose and came straight to Atlanta.
Is can you guys tell us the cast of the movie or you can't tell us yet?
Yeah, we got Shorty, we got Brenda, we have Ray, we have four of the original cast returning. Mm-hmm. We got Lachlan, the one that plays Greg. We have Bobby.
What about the short arm guy? What is he coming back?
Who?
Oh, Bobby came back.
Bobby's back.
Who's back. Lachlan?
I just say the main characters that came back.
I'm trying to think who's Lachlan now.
He was Greg. He is the one that was the jock with too much energy. He was the one that was...
He kept punching Cindy.
He punched Cindy and stomped her out. He also had the little dick that the picture went floating around about him with the little dick.
Regina Hall there?
Yeah,
yes, said that's Brenda. She has returned.
Did you tell her about me?
All been released, so I could say that.
Did you tell her about me at all?
What about you?
Nothing. Nothing.
That you're happily married with a child.
And don't tell her the happily part. just tell her that there's a. I'll write you something to.
Oh yeah, I'll give her Yo's number so she can reach out.
And, slow down.
Did he say I'll write you something?
Slow down. Slow down, man. Let me just write it out first.
That's crazy.
Did y'all ever do that when y'all was younger? Like, hey, just tell her I said.
Hell yeah.
Like when you was younger, did you ever send somebody over for you?
Nah. Unless I had
Craig,
somebody.
Craig said I'm a Wayne.
I don't think I.
Unless I'm always the one. I'm social like you, Keon. So we used to I'd talk to anybody. I don't have to like you or want anything from you, but I don't mind communicating with everybody. I actually think that the women think men are weak when they send other men to be like,
that's what I thought.
Hey, what's up with my homeboy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's up with my homeboy? Y'all didn't do that when you were younger? I get it. Older, that's weird. But younger, I feel like,
yeah, that's a natural thing.
I feel like hey, but that was always with the hookup. I already knew one out the crew. So then, yeah, all y'all come over type deal. But it's not like, you going to be for this person. You going to be for this person. I'll put a gathering together. You still going to have to somehow figure it out and get the balls to say hello.
You just can't sit in the room and just stare.
Once, I hate them type of niggas, bro.
You got to do your part. I think I've done that a few times. Where I don't think I would send someone. I would just be like, oh, man, she's cute. And then someone would run over there. Hey! And expose and blow up the spot.
My homie like
now
you.
Now the spot is blown up. Now you got to kind of sit in the pocket and be like, yeah, he ain't lying.
I've written letters from my friends. They'd be like,
for real?
Heck yeah. I've definitely done that. If a homie likes a girl, but he don't know what to say, I'm like, yo. They'll be like, yo, Chaz, hey, I'm trying to talk to her. Can you write me something? I'm like, oh, absolutely, bro. I got you.
Yeah, that always led to me smashing girls. Hey, hook me up. All right. And then we end up hanging out, and I'm like, hey, man, she like me. I'm sorry.
Bro, writing a woman.
Wait.
I walked her home for school for 6 days, nigga. I'm sorry.
So I got a question, but this isn't a question like that. So if we were doing that, because I do remember, like, exchanging letters with girls back in the day. Are these kids nowadays, are they doing what, texts, emails,
IG, you know, everything? Give me your IG and they DM all day.
Snapchat, DM.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Still not the same like that.
No, because it's not in person for one.
It's not the handwritten, but
it ain't the same.
But you could do it right now today. You wrote a girl poetry, whether it's a text.
But how good is the poetry with a circle with yes or no if you like me on the bottom of it.
Wait, what happened?
I said, if you want to go Porsche, he's like, look.
No, but like Keon said, it's nothing like the physicality of handing a girl a letter.
You're right. But let's say your girl's at work or something like that. If you really sat down and sent her a poem, even if you found something online, if you found one online, it makes her heart melt. Reading words for a woman is very different. You know what I mean? Because women are very analytical and they can look at it and they can run it back and each thing is going to mean something different. They're going to attach each line to a feeling, to a time. It's very different for women. When a dude, we'd be like, oh, this is cute.
Where the titties at?
Yeah. Hey, you forgot to send the titties after. But for a woman, bro, it does so much more to their brain to send them like words. You know what I mean?
DC, don't ever write a letter. It's proof. You never want to send proof. Don't send no goddamn proof, DC. I wrote you a letter. Look, see, he wrote me a letter. He signed it. He said this. No. Yeah. It better be a disappearing one sent through text on IG where it disappeared. Yeah.
But it's the same if you send a girl a song. I mean, and that was your song. Like, it means something to them. You know, it means something more that you thought of them in that light for like this, you know? It just.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Well, yeah, because now you're in a love world. Now you're in a love zone.
You can't do none of that shit.
Yeah, you passed it just a smash.
I was just trying to hit it.
Yeah, but you don't have no handwritten proof. That was just a song.
They have one of those the handwriting analysts who was like, oh yeah, that's definitely 100% of his.
This nigga Chaz over there with poetry scrolls.
Yeah, I ain't
yo.
The why is for.
Now I have told somebody what to say before, or how to approach it. Yeah, I just did that like shit. I ain't gonna hold you. I just did that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Niggas is on
that. I realize that never works because if they don't have your charisma, your personality, and your confidence, it's not gonna work.
Yeah,
well, you can tell them everything.
I told them
she's gonna read it and be like, "Yeah, who wrote this?" And introduce me to him,
huh? No, I say something else, huh? Give me a minute.
I told this dude
make something up on the spot.
I told this dude what to say on the ship. He was like, man, it's hella hoes out here, but I don't know how to get out any of them without being like weird. Cause I'm here by myself. I was like, bruh, boom, 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 boom. This nigga came to me the next night. He's like, bruh, I said what you told me to say. She told me to come back to the room at 3 a.m. I said, you're welcome, my nigga.
3 a.m.
What'd you tell him? Tell him Keon said y'all got free tickets to my show tomorrow.
Nah, I just told him don't do too much. I said, bro, you on the, cause how cruise ships work. I said, bro, y'all been on here a week. The night before, not the night before everybody go home, the night before that is the horniest night on the ship because people be like, I ain't never going to see them again. You know, this is my last time before. Because the last night, everybody packing and shit like that. But the night before is when you set up all your stuff. I was like, you ain't got to do much. They drunk. You know, they didn't see comedy shows. They didn't see, like, everything is set up for you. Just don't fuck it up, bro. Hit them with this, blah, blah, let them lead. And he was like, you was right. This girl told me come back to her room. I was like, yeah, nigga, they choosing. You ain't really got to, do much.
It may not be the one you want.
Oh, now some dudes is on there taking down some train wrecks. Train wrecks. Oh my God. I was like, hey man, good for y'all though, I guess.
Hey baby, let me help you to the room. Pass me her shoe from over there. Pass me her purse that spilled out.
I'll probably say the funniest thing I saw on the ship last time was it was a group of studs on there. Like, and studs get drunk and forget they studs. And so Keisha Cole came on. They were singing them songs with their whole heart. It was sports bras flying off, dildos in the air. Like, they turned into girls real fast. Like,
hilarious.
All the masculine shit went out the window, bro. They was every other song was like this. But when the Keisha Cole came on, they was hugging themselves and drifting back and forth, bro.
Hold my strap, girl.
Bro, they went straight woman. And I was dying.
Hey, low-key studs twerk the best.
Hilarious.
They do. They be holding it in. So when they let it out, you're like, damn. You throw it like that?
I hate seeing a stack stud, bro. I be like, come on, B. What are we doing?
An S-squared?
Huh?
A stack stud?
A stack squared. A stack stud.
All right, I got to get back to set. Where y'all going to be at? You just want me to leave? Or you like everybody?
No, I mean, we got an hour. That's fine with me.
We got an hour and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get an extra 5.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know y'all at. I mean,
I'm be in Atlanta, y'all. Run down on me at Pond City Market. Make sure you have a drink and some food. And we got good times coming at Craig Wayne's on everything.
Pond City Market.
Yo, I'm going to be featured for the big bro, Marlon Wayans, on this November 22nd for his 6th comedy special.
You gonna be
got a name for it, that's the next time. And then we got a bunch of dates coming up after we get wrapped this movie.
That's dope.
November 7th, I'm in L.A. for my B-Day comedy show. Scorpio season, baby.
Hey.
I think I'm in Houston also. I forgot to check. Anywho. Lacaroni Chaz podcast. Always up. New episodes every Wednesday. Appreciate y'all.
This comes out Thursday, Amir? This one? Okay. Then that means next weekend I am in Washington, D.C. at the Comedy Loft. 4 shows, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday. From what I've seen so far, Saturday nights are looking like them finna sell out.
Wait till he's done.
And then...
what's up, dog?
And then...
it's mad random.
And then Friday, Friday 1st is looking good. Friday late is plenty of tickets. But get them tickets. People starting to buy them tickets because they finding your boy.
Yeah.
People coming. And then I'm in November 13th through the 16th. I'm in Edmonton, Canada. And then it's a month out. But November 29th, I'm at Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego. And then that's it for the year as far as my dates. And then 2026, y'all see what's happening. Got a lot of stuff.
Make sure y'all ask Keon, what time's this show? How much are tickets? Make sure you ask him where
can I find them? All just
and also, joke. Are you coming to our city?
Yeah, ask him that he loves. Especially after he just left your city.
Yeah, definitely do that. Sacramento, shout out to Sacramento. Sacramento was fire. They came with that energy. They came with the excitement. It was a good turnout. Sacramento, it was definitely, because people have been asking me, have I seen a difference yet since the views and all that shit. Sacramento was my first show, and I will say the excitement in the room was different. Like, people feel like we're a part of, like, this nigga finna pop, and we're here at the beginning, even though it's not the beginning, but, for them it is. So the excitement of the shows I've been doing has been like up more levels, because they're like, oh.
Who featured for you?
I forgot his name.
Okay, we can move on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And in DC, yeah, I forgot. So who's featuring me. Lawrence Owens, I believe, is featuring for me in DC.
Go.
But yeah, it's cool. So I'm going to see what DC, DC, the tickets are moving faster than they did last year. So I think there's just excitement and a buzz, and people are just excited. When I've been outside, I'm like, congratulations, bro. And, even though ain't nothing really, they don't even know what's coming, but people are just.
You deserve it, bro. Yeah, keep pushing. You deserve it,
bro. So, yeah, y'all get y'all tickets and stuff. And this might be the last year you get to take your time getting tickets for me. So,
because they double next year.
So, yeah, get your shit now. And thank y'all who've been supporting. KeonPulley.com on everything. My link tree has everything as well. And check out my special, Why Can't I Say That, on Amazon Prime.
And we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Don't chop, blah, 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 blah.
Cool.